Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marrying someone from overseas, all the rage on shows like My 90 Day Fiancé. Couples meet online and then the romance begins. But can these relationships work out in real life? Oftentimes, they don't even work out in the show. WWJ's Charlie Lanking caught up with one local woman who is giving this a try.
22-year-old Hannah Sandel, she's from Keego Harbor. She met 21-year-old James Donnelly online about 5 years ago, but James lives in Ireland. They've only seen each other a few times in the last 5 years, but they set an April 2020 wedding date. So, Hannah, where are you guys going to live?
We think, like, I'll live there until he's done with college. And then we were thinking about moving back here. He really likes Boston.
But then you have to support him for 10 years if something doesn't go wrong.
Yeah, no, I think it'd go good. We've been together for a while, and you know, we really get each other.
Have you seen the show 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah. Oh my God, and I don't think we'll end up like most of them. They're mostly disasters, yeah.
Of course they're not going to be a 90 Day Fiancé. Congratulations, Hannah and James. Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Judge Lisa Langton, Oakland County Circuit Court judge, says she sees a fair number of these fairy tale romances get fractured and fall apart.
They've literally only known each other for weeks or been married for weeks when they decide to get divorced. It's sad. I mean, sometimes you have a situation where, you know, maybe there was an initial attraction, but it's so many times it's for the wrong reasons. People want to come over to the United States. That's a big draw. People are leaving a very difficult life where they live. If you look at the show now, there's people coming from Nigeria and very oppressed, horrible, poverty-stricken areas. When the foreigner comes over to this country, they expect a very lavish life and they think it's all, you know, roses, but it's a lot of reality strikes them and it doesn't suit them.
Good luck out there.